Dr. Oppenheimer is our guest now, as you can see. What is the significance of the film to you?
It's the beginning of renewed cultural exchanges with the Soviet Union. As you know, our cultural agreement with them no longer exists. And I think it's one of the important things we have to do to build bridges between the American people and the Russian people.
When I introduce you and say, oh, and by the way, he has an autographed picture from Lenin, I mean, this is phenomenal. How did you first begin your relationship with the Russians?
Well, I went to Russia as a young physician in 1921 when there was a great famine in Russia. I had my own hospital there, and I found they needed food. People were dying of hunger, especially little children were crying all night long for a crust of bread. And finally, when I could stand it no longer, I said, why don't you buy grain from America? We had a bumper crop that year, and the farmers were burning it rather than sell it below $1 a bushel. They said, we're not recognized, we're afraid. We have a little gold, it'll be confiscated. I said, how much grain do you need to feed the people of the Urals? They said 1 million bushels would do it. Well, I had been running a business while I was a medical student. And I said, I have $1 million. I'll buy 1 million bushels and
send
it over.
How old were you when you had $1 million?
I was 23.
23.
So I made a contract. It was the first relief that came to Russia. And that's brought me to the attention of Lenin. And he sent for me and he said, communism is not working. He said, we're going to change to a new policy. We're going to give concessions to foreigners. Why don't you be the first one? So I became the first concessionaire. And for a few years, all the trade between the Soviet Union and the United States went through my hands.
Such a remarkable career. And you must now have a very strong feeling as to what works or doesn't work with the Soviet Union. President Nixon talks about real peace, having peace with strength, peace with deterrence. Do you think we're doing that now?
If you'd asked me a few weeks ago, I would have said it looked very, very bad. It was the worst I'd ever seen the relations between the two countries in the 60-odd years since I started doing business there. But in the last few weeks, I've been very encouraged by President Nixon's attitude. I think that...
President Reagan's new speech,
President Reagan's attitude. I think that his speech in January 16th was a good one, the best he ever made.
Do you think that the Russians react better to honey or vinegar?
No, I think they want some concrete evidence that we mean what we say. And I am going to suggest to President Reagan, if I get to see him, which I hope I will, that we take SALT II, which has been signed by a President of the United States and by a President of Russia, Mr. Brezhnev, approved by our Joint Chiefs of Staff, and make certain modifications in it which President Reagan feels are necessary. Mm-hmm. And I think the Russians would agree to that. And if we did that, that would be a concrete evidence that we mean more than just words.
If and when you get to see Mr. Andropov, what will you say to him about us?
Well, I would first of all tell him that I think he and President Reagan should meet. They should meet, even though very little would be accomplished just by a meeting. But at least I think he would see that President Reagan is a man of peace and wants peace. And I think President Reagan would see that Mr. Andropov wants peace. And I think that this would lead to further meetings, and especially if before that meeting, President Reagan could offer that we would take SALT II and have it modified, and perhaps cut down the number of Pershing missiles. We've got 44 there, we're going to put 500 there in 5 years, but we can destroy them now 10 times, and they can destroy us 10 times, and I'm sure nobody wants to be destroyed even once.
What do you think is the biggest misconception, if there is one, that we have about the Soviet Union?
Well, I think we don't realize how paranoid they are. Mm. They think we're out to destroy their ideology, and to them, that's like a religion. It's like trying to destroy Catholicism. The Romans weren't able to do it, to destroy the Christianity, and we can't destroy their ideology, but time is on our side.
You really think so?
If we can stabilize the situation and prevent an accident, I think we can eventually restore the relations And I think President Nixon did a splendid job in 1972 when he went there and reestablished good relations. Remember, President Nixon was so anti-communist. I mean, he was the last person we'd expect to do that.
Thank you, Dr. Hammond.